It's not just what's happened over the last week or so. This is a regular occurrence in some respects where the guards have to be involved and all health workers are subjected to it in the hospital. But I have to say, the video that I watched, the most shocking thing about it was the fact that we had somebody external running amok in the hospital and refusing to wear a mask. Now, that has to be required. That individual should have been removed by an Garda Síochána Síochána, right? And I think that's their work, their workplace, and they're entitled to health and safety protections and provisions in that regard. And I saw that video, and a number of the hospital management were around as well. So those people, that's their workplace also. But like an outbreak of common sense wouldn't go amiss here, right? People are working under exceptionally difficult circumstances, and the least that they can expect from us as the rest of society is their support and solidarity for them trying to do their job under difficult circumstances. But I would expect that the guards would have removed that individual immediately who engaged in behaviour which led to a worsening health situation for a very vulnerable person.
Maybe it's already happened, but do you believe protocols, security protocols, need to be looked at the hospital? And I don't mean just the actual building itself, but the grounds of the hospital. I mean, in terms of smoking and what have you, the hospital is treated as it, the hospital and its ground. I mean, some staff contacting me saying that they have been intimidated walking from the hospital building to their cars. I mean, that's not acceptable, is it?
It absolutely isn't. And I think that it's down to the rest of us to step up and show solidarity. We don't want to turn the hospital and its grounds into a prison either. So this needs to be a fine balance. This is a place of work, but also it's a place where sick and vulnerable people are being treated. But I would call on Garda Síochána to be more proactive in its interventions here. I've seen this person involved in similar behaviour. And by the way, I'm going to say this guy, this Italian fella, has got severe connections with far-right organisations, both in Ireland and in Italy. This is a fact, okay? He is involved in some fascist activity, and what they are doing is exploiting the concerns of ordinary people in order to embed a further construct of a right-wing narrative, both in Ireland and Europe. So when we take it back to the Letterkenny position, I would like to see greater action from an Garda Síochána. It can't simply be left to the staff on the ground who do a terrific job under difficult circumstances.